AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
What do you think of the farmers' protest, which is heading off to Brussels for Thursday, against the Mercosur deal and other issues which are relevant to farmers today? We're joined by the president of the Irish Farmers Association, Francie Gorman. You're just about to take the ferry, I believe, over to continental Europe, are you?
The ferry's delayed for 3 hours now, Matt, so we're pulled up here in Enniscorthy Mart, a livestock mart at the moment, and I'm really buoyed by the level of support we've gotten for this today. There could be 100 tractors here to meet us, and I'd say there's 100 behind us in convoy coming down from Tullow. So it's an issue that has really exercised farmers' minds. And we were adamant that we were going to try and make our point around the council ministers meeting on Thursday. So not just myself and Tom going on the ferry by tractor to Brussels. We have our council going over on Thursday morning and coming back Thursday evening to be there for that protest and hopefully meet up with our Taoiseach as well during the course of the day.
Tom is your son, I believe, is it?
Tom is my son, 11 years of age, and like all 11-year-olds, mad to farm at this stage. So, look, we want to see a situation where he'll at least have the choice when he finishes school or college to come home to farm. And I think the issues that are of importance to us, we've had an outcome in the derogation that has been positive, and certainly the Mercosur trade deal and the associated trade deals that the European Union are trying to do with other countries, like particularly Australia at the moment, and the Canadian deal, what's going on with the Brazilians in terms of getting into America and what the UK are doing. These trade deals have kind of a really, really negative effect on what has been a really positive year for beef price, because, you know, farmers like me are waiting all our lives for a year we've had this year. And thankfully it came, but we don't want to see that undermined by these trade deals, which are flawed in many ways. And it's not just about economics either.
Francie, there's an awful lot to unpack in relation to all of that. So just from one thing you mentioned about the derogation, this is for the nitrates directive, isn't it? You get another 3 years, which has outraged environmentalists who feel that the 7,000 farmers who are going to benefit from this could be doing enormous damage to the environment. Would you not concede that, you know, these are the if you're getting benefits like that, trade-offs, that you might have to give way on things like Mercosur?
I don't accept that, Matt. I think every trade deal should, every issue should stand on its own merits. And the derogation has been something that has really exercised, I suppose, people who want it and people who don't over the last 4 or 5 years in particular. And we know we have an issue with water quality in this country, and farmers have done an amount over the last 4 or 5 years in particular. But particularly, even if you go back further, the level of investment that has gone on farm, funded by with help from the European taxpayer, our own government, we accept that and we appreciate it. But any time there's been a target put in front of farmers, and it was about storage first and driving on in production, farmers went that direction, and that direction's changed now. And I think we looked for a certain amount of time to be able to try and get our ducks in a row and improve water quality in different ways. And we've taken on them measures. And while there are areas in where we have issues and they'll continue to be addressed, I think the three-year extension certainly gives farmers a little bit of certainty that have invested in their business, but it also sends a message that they've got to look 3 years down the road, and they've got to keep their eye. Basically, anything that you do at farm level that you might think might improve impact on water quality, you've got to think twice about it and think, is this the way of doing it? So, look, I think we got a positive outcome on it, but there's a lot of work to be done in that area, and I would be saying to farmers that we can't take our eye off the ball there either.
Okay, let's talk about the Mercosur trade deal. Just to let listeners know, if they haven't been following this was agreed in outline between the European Union and a bloc of Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay and Uruguay about a year ago, but it is yet to be ratified by the European Union. The proponents for it say it'll open up lots of new markets to European exporters, particularly necessary given by after the effect of the US tariffs and Chinese competition would give the European Union new trade allies. And that, yes, while it may mean that we're going to have some cheap food imports coming from the likes of Brazil, the bigger picture dictates that that is necessary. This is part of the trade-off of a trade deal. Why won't you accept that?
Yeah, that point has been made, and it's not just negotiated in the last year. This has been ongoing for 25 years. And Phil Hogan, when he was Commissioner for Trade, negotiated this in 2019 with the environmental aspects of it and animal welfare aspects of it to be finalised. And Ursula von der Leyen went and finalised this about a year and a half ago. But to be clear, it is a big deal for big business, and we get the importance of it. But we don't see why agriculture economically should be thrown under the bus to facilitate a deal that's going to be good for big business. And there is, even if you look at the, which is another issue, look at the current provisions for the budget going forward from 2028 onwards. Farmers have been sold down the river in that as well. But when ourselves and the Farmers Journal went to Brazil a month ago, pretty quickly, the economic aspects of it went into second place. And they could see quite clearly when they went over that antibiotics that are critical to fight health on behalf of our population were freely available over the counter in Brazil, as freely available as you would, as if you went into a petrol station to buy a Mars bar. All you needed was money and pointed the product that you wanted, and out you went with it. There was no need for a herd number. There was no need for a prescription. In a lot of cases, they found that there was no traceability, no tagging of cattle in place. So even if the product was used, there was no way of knowing on what animals it was used. And then a fortnight ago, we had a food recall by the European Union, which in itself is an absolute admission that the safeguards in Brazil were not in place when they had to recall food. And this food, this beef, contained a hormone that's been banned in the European Union for almost 30 years. A hormone that the European Commission told us 12 months ago was not going to be seen in beef coming into the European Union again, and that they had the safeguards in place to ensure it didn't. And yet that beef was served to consumers in Italy. So I get the point that people make about trade, but when does public health become less important than the need to have a trade deal right? I think public health should be the number one. I think from a farming perspective, the economic viability of our farms and our beef and poultry farmers in particular with this deal and with further trade deals are going to be agreed should be second. And I think the overall aspects of the trade deal then should be third. And that hasn't been the view of the European Commission, and they've cheerled this deal from the word go, knowing fully well that the way this product is produced, particularly in Brazil, very little has changed in 25 years, okay. And it's not good enough.
But there are a number of countries which may have issues, and you might get the opportunity to express this to people when you arrive on your tractor into Brussels on Thursday, particularly the French. The French seem quite concerned on behalf of their farmers. But it does look like if they could get some sort of safeguards put in place in relation to testing and blocking any meats coming into the European Union, which have antibiotics or pesticides or whatever included, if they get reassurances in relation to a robust sanitary control and verification mechanisms on the imports, does it look to you now as if France will say, because they're part of the bigger picture, they'll go along with this? And that means Ireland's opposition to this element of the Mercosur deal would become redundant.
Yeah, to be clear, and that's a worry. But Matt, the French Farmers Union that we will be affiliated through COPA, a European umbrella farm organisation, are quite clear that their opposition to it is not going to weigh in, and they're quite clear at the moment that the French government under President Macron are unlikely to support this deal. There was a feeling that the Commission President Ursula von der Leyen would travel to Brazil at the weekend to sign on behalf of the Council, but that vote may not take place now. And I mean, that underlines the level of uncertainty and how people view this deal. Ultimately, where it will probably be decided, if it's not decided at council level, will be a vote of MEPs sometime in 2026. And I think that the level of unease about this deal at MEP level in the Parliament is, it has, if anything, in the last month has heightened again. And it'll be interesting to see, will it ultimately go through at either council or Parliament level? But to be clear, if it was easy, we wouldn't be talking about this 25 years on from when negotiations started. So there's a reason why it hasn't been agreed, and that's because they couldn't convince enough people all along that this was good for Europe and that this was good for business and farming. And to be clear, I don't believe it's good for farming.
Very quickly, just to finish off, I know there should be no bother getting a tractor onto a ferry, given that they take articulated trucks all the time, right? Well, what sort of tractor do you have that when you get to, where are you going into and how far is it to Brussels? How fast can a tractor travel on the French and Belgian roads?
So to be clear, I have my local John Deere dealer. I'd be a customer of theirs myself, and I need my own two tractors at home on the farm to look after stock for the winter. So they have sponsored it's a top of the range tractor that can travel.
Is it a racing tractor or some kind?
It's not, but it can travel at speeds of up to 60 kilometres nearly. So I'd say it's well kitted out for the roads. It's an ultra modern tractor. If you were sitting here beside me, Matt, you'd think you're in the cockpit of a plane. And look, thanks to them for that. But when we get over to Dunkirk, we're going to be met by members of Bournemouth and the FNSEA along the route into Brussels. So we don't see any problem travelling to Brussels. We won't be travelling by motorway. We'll have to stick to the national routes.
Right,
that's the law over there. But
I'm sure your son Tom is going to be driving in that tractor anyway, in the cockpit of that.
I think the problem will be going back to the one we have at home after we finish with this. But to be clear, the support we've gotten since we left Dublin this morning just underlines how big an issue this is for farmers. And I think our own politicians back home, from the highest level in government to our MEPs and the rest, need to take that on board.
Thank you very much, Francie Gorman, President of the Irish Farmers Association.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.